very nice of you to come here, and I got the impression when I looked at the details of the venue that it was a really smart, very upmarket, prestigious place to play. Now I can see it's just going to be good fun. At least Martin is going to have good fun, because Martin, let's face it, is a man who has only a few years of fun left in him. He is older than I am. David Pegg is younger than I am, but he looks older than both of us. David Pegg may in fact expire during this performance, so make the most of it. We are, of course, as you know, the Jolly Jeffcos. But since we're also the exceedingly fucking old Jeffcos, have patience and pity upon us as we go through a first set of the more esoteric, the more sensitive, the more emotional moments of the JT repertoire. And then after a 20-minute interval, we will be back with some of the angry stuff. This is some very gentle piece, which was in fact a single in Britain back in about 71 or something. Successfully, so strangely. It's a very gentle song, very life is a long song.
The simple sounds.
great stuff. And I should say that we have also on this tour, unlike the record, which is the live, the light music LP, and the stories of the band, which consists of only four of us, we have tonight the addition for this North American tour of a keyboard player who played on the last studio album. Please give a warm, in fact, an absolutely shatteringly fucking amazing welcome to Andy Giddings on keyboard. This is Andy's first American tour with us, and quite frankly, he's not really quite sure what to make of it yet. He thinks that we're a little strange. I mean, not just us, we're a little strange. In this room, there is Andy, and there's the rest of us. He thinks that we're all pretty fucking weird, because it's the first time he's done this. And he's getting used to it. By the end of the week, he's going to be having a great time. This is one from the very first LP in which Martin Barr will be playing probably rather better than the original version, which was recorded by Mick Abrahams, because Martin wasn't in the band at this particular moment in time in 68. Martin was in fact a saxophone player in a psychedelic soul band in the south of England, and was seen to be wearing caftan and beads and stuff. But we rescued him from all that, and we all survived. This is called Beggar's Farm.
I'm gonna turn away. Thank you. what he was.
This is a song which is really being played to completely the wrong time of the year, because it's only just the end of the summer, but I always like to anticipate events, and I dare say quite a lot of you are going to get exceedingly drunk and obnoxious at Christmas. I know babies. So let us play this one as a stern warning to David Pegg. So this time he sees the more spiritual side of Christmas. There again. This one is featuring Dave Mattox, who is playing the Jewish glockenspiels. It's quite sad, the actually does them very much, most interesting. Not many people do these days. The reason to become a fan. This one is called A Christmas Song.
So how can you love me?
similar spoof of a mock sleazoid jazz style. It's in the style of the, in the Nice Was. Nice Was, man, we will be playing the middle section of this spoof club section, which is a little bit called Soiree. Bure! Thank you.
think there's any more on the staff, maybe?
And so far, really rather nice bunch of people, thank you. That's good. It would be most appropriate if those of you who require to relieve your bladders during the interval would care to look after David, because he's a little infirm these days. Sometimes we'd like to take him to the toilets because he has a little problem, you know. Very little problem. Please look after David and buy him a drink, because he will play much better in the second set when he has a drinky. This is your favourite song, isn't it? Because you don't have a really difficult thing to play.
It's a nice Christopher.
It's a lot more recent song than the last studio LP, one of Martin's personal favourites. It's certainly one of his wife's personal favourites, because this song is what keeps her credit cards alive. Still rocks on the road.
is with eyes from the dark.
Well, I'm like that, that's just not a way to see. 20 minutes, we'll see you again. Sally Andrews. Downstairs, don't we? So, anyway, on the history lesson.
But John Evans rejoined the band and gave up his medical career. I mean, Frank would have spent the rest of his life placing his finger on some other man's prostate, probably, in such a bad idea. Anyway, John Evans plays string piano on the Benefit album, and Andy Giddens will honour him. This song is called "With You There, Help Me." Completely the very honest and simple, quite ridiculous attempt at backwards echo flutes.
I'm coming back to the world. Don't you see where I'm going? Don't you see where I'm going? Don't you see where I'm going? Don't you Sean Jeffrey. Here's a song from the Aqualung album, which possibly indulges in some rather adolescent posturing. Certainly when I was a 14-year-old, I got fairly pissed off with the people at my school who tried to teach us religious instruction. Just because I happen to be white, Protestant, living in Britain, I had to learn that stuff. I thought it'd be more interesting to learn about all kinds of stuff. And if everybody learned about all kinds of religious stuff, perhaps they wouldn't be beating the shit out of each other in about half a dozen countries in the world. But, being a cheerful, happy, and responsible individual, I will not be tearing up photographs of the Pope on stage. That might piss somebody off, which is not what I'm here for. Anyway, he's probably tearing up photographs of this. This one called My God.
I'm Thank you.